Hola.
Good evening.
Hello.
How
I'm barely so I have to find my Zohar book. I had a small emergency.
I hope everything is okay now.
Yeah, it just took almost 2 hours. So.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, the lady that does my hair learned she had breast cancer, and so she needed a special gown, and so I went just to try to make an order from Penny's, and it took an hour and 26 minutes to get everything cleared away. I've never had trouble like that before. So, and anyway, I think it's okay now. So.
Well, it's okay.
Okay.
Good evening. We're about to start with section 5 of the Parshat Lech Lecha. We're going to start at Pasuk 28. And we'll actually start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, B'chabar Yisru, Ishkin Epi, Tilur, 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 Tilur. Le'afda, L'shem, Yud-He, B'vad-He, B'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asot Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu Eleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kaminei Eleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kamineihu. Kei Wandecha Amah Kudcha Barichu Itaruta Dileya Veteuta Dileya Miyad Itkele Aleya Leya Mata Leya Lech Lecha Lemin Da'alach Ulat Kana Dharma. As soon as the Holy One, blessed be He, noticed his awakening and his passion, he immediately revealed himself to Abraham and said, "Get you out in order to learn about and perfect yourself." My commentary. Again, understand the spiritual cause and the physical effect, and the physical revelation coming from concealed spiritual cause, as discussed in my commentary in the earlier verses in this section. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, here's the process. Hashem wanted to be revealed. And one little response from Abraham, well, more than just one little response, because he was seeking and searching. And immediately, Hashem responded.
Correct. But the operative words in the verse are, noticed his awakening, and more importantly, his passion.
Right.
Passion is.
But I often think you're not responsible for the passion. I think Hashem puts the passion there.
No. I mean, obviously, it's a trait that you have. And so, yes, Hashem puts passion there. But you act on that passion. One of my teachers repeatedly said, passion is the gasoline that gets you to cleave to Hashem. When you understand that, we need to build upon our passion. We need to keep building the vessel of passion. How many people do you know will make the statement, "I know God," but then they don't do anything with it? They don't study the Bible. They don't study the Zohar. They don't study the writings. Their idea is, I know God, but somebody else will bring Mashiach. I'm going to wait for Mashiach. That's a lack of passion. If your attitude is passionate, you don't wait for Mashiach. You go out and find him. You call upon him. You draw him. You do things to bring Mashiach. That's passion. And when we're 20 years old, it's a lot easier to have passion than when we're 60.
How about 80?
I was being kind.
Don't answer that. That's a joke. Don't answer that.
I got to do. But when we describe Moshe, the Midrash describes Moshe that at 120 years old, he had the same passion that he had at 40 when he was searching. He wanted to know the truth. And his passion was just as strong.
Mm-hmm.
For most of us, our passion fades. I'm not talking about sexual passion. I'm talking about passion to know the Creator.
Right.
Did you break up? Did I lose you?
No. It's just I don't have any trouble with passion comes easy with. I find it easy. And that's why I always feel like I can't take credit for it. I just feel like there's something in that drives me, So.
It does, but plenty of people who will look up to you but don't have the passion. They're not willing to make the effort. Passion is an attribute of our personalities. But where does that passion come from? Why did you come into the world with that passion and someone else doesn't? The passion comes from the actions you did in your previous life. The passion is a picture of the effect of your searching in previous lifetimes. And that's true of every character trait we have. Did we strive to grow our passion? Do we strive to grow our passion in this lifetime? How about the desire to be known, to be thought well of, to care what another person thinks? Are those character traits that require passion? And yet we know people who are constantly looking for other people's opinions. All of our midot, all of our character traits come as part of what we've learned in this lifetime. All of our personality traits come from what we have achieved in previous lifetimes. Either things we need to cleanse or things we need to grow. But passion is the important aspect in anything that we do. I don't particularly like pumpkin pie. somebody serves me pumpkin pie, I'm going to be polite. I'm going to say thank you. But am I going to be passionate about how good the pumpkin pie is? If I don't care about it, my desire is there. My passion is not there. But I'll use chocolate cake as the counterexample, and I feel about chocolate the same way I feel about pumpkin pie. But for most people, chocolate cake is very much in demand. So the person is served chocolate cake. They're going to go right after that chocolate cake. They're going to want to know how it tastes. And when it does, it's going to bring back the memories of eating chocolate. And they're going to express the passion, the strength of how they feel about chocolate. Well, a physical thing like chocolate cake, now transfer that same idea to the idea of connection cleaving to Hashem. If you're on a spiritual path, you felt what it feels like to cleave to Hashem. But when you wake up tired, do you get out of bed with that same zeal? Most people don't. Moshe was tired, but he felt that passion to want it back, to get back to the cleaving with Hashem. He felt the passion that he needed to help other people. And because he was feeling that, he did the actions. Passion is an attribute we have to foster within us. And that's the message in Pasuk 28. Page 29. But I also will, before I go on to 29, I will mention, just like yesterday, I fell asleep. We didn't have the class. Where was my passion? I didn't have to fall asleep. Many days I haven't fallen asleep, and I've just been just as tired. Why yesterday? Where did my passion go? Those questions have to be asked.
Well, maybe
I'm not saying I can't excuse myself for falling asleep. I do. But does God excuse me for falling asleep? God asked me last night, where were you? You're here every day. You're having great classes every day. What happened last night? What was my answer?
I'll tell you what I thought. I thought it was giving Malka and I a chance to use our intuition, because I felt my intuition was not to call you because you needed the rest. I mean, we thought about calling you. And so my intuition, you know, I think it was a test of our intuition, not so you had the
choice. Just the issue for me was, where was my passion? The issue for you was to use your intuition and decide, should I call, shouldn't I call? Both things are correct because we're dealing with two different people. Mm-hmm. There was no right or wrong. It was right that I fell asleep. It gave you the opportunity to connect to your intuition. But from God's perspective, seeing both sides, could he have given you another opportunity to build your intuition if I had pushed myself and had a class? Was the intuition that you were connecting to, was that from the positive side or the negative side? And how do you know? And I'm not questioning that the decision you made was correct, because as I said, both were right. It's understanding and thinking about what was the right thing for me to do at that moment. Was it the right time to call me? You said no. Was it the right place to call me? Was it the right Kavanah to call me? Was it the right action? All four items have to be expressed, have to be thought through. And if maybe you did think of all four, but if you did not, would your decision have been different if you thought of all four? And if the answer to that is my intuition would have been different, then it means your intuition was coming from the negative system. Because people's intuition is limited to their perception of what the world looks like. So your intuition can fool you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know whether it's fooling you or not if you address the issues. What does the Torah say? Torah says, I need to study day and night. If I'm sleeping in the daytime and I'm sleeping at dusk, maybe it's not the time to call me, but maybe it is. And how do you know?
You had already taught a morning class, so you had taught during the day. And I'm going to tell you this to make you smile. I'm telling you, if you ate my pumpkin pie pudding, you would change your mind about not liking pudding.
Well,
so this,
I like pudding, but it might change my mind about pumpkin pudding. I'll go along with that.
The reason is because when I fix it for Torah study, everybody likes it, even the ones that say, I don't like pumpkin pie, or I don't like pumpkin. So, anyway, I hope that makes you smile.
And
I have to say, no, I didn't go through the four steps in my head. But
well,
it was, it was Malka and I, and, you know, and
it's
we both felt the same.
And as I said, look, I appreciated that I didn't get the call because I enjoyed the half hour of sleep. I really did.
And it's probably, by using teaching and being tired.
Keeping it last more because of the connection to Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is what we go through. This is how
I still skipped it. I still read it. You know, I still read both the Aramaic and the English, you know. And so.
And maybe you probably learned more than if I had taught it. That would be true, too.
Oh, gosh.
But you begin to see how all sides of the question always flow through to what is the balance point.
Yeah.
Pasuk 29. Me'artzicha me'ahu sitra de'yishuva te'chavet mitzdabak be'ya umino da'otzicha. Mihahu hafma diat maskach vatakil toldata dilach viraga vishata vizimna diit yahlidat peya uvahu kochava uvahu the words "your country," as used when he said to him, "Get you out," referred to that side of the inhabited world to which he was attached. This is the right side only. The left side is not included. The words "and from your kindred" mean that he told him, "Get you out from that wisdom with which you study your horoscope, determined by watching and examining the moment, the hour, the time of your birth, and the planet and the sign under which you were born. All of this is related to the illumination of the left side and is not included within the right." My commentary. Hashem was telling Avram to rise above the astrological influences by following the direction to get you out. This is both a consciousness and a physical action. Leave one place and become a different person. Get you out is the right side. There's no desire to receive for oneself alone in leaving your country. In today's world, you have people coming up from Central America. They will tell you they're escaping the physical dangers that seem to prevail in their country. But from Kabbalah, what do we learn? You never leave a place when it's difficult. You never leave a place because it's difficult. When things are calm and you're in balance and everything's running smoothly, that's the time to leave. How different the teachings, the thinking of the Kabbalah is to the Western world, what you normally think of, the way you were raised. Should I get a new job? Should I retire? What is my next action? Well, look at where you are. What are you going to do? Is it time for you to grow? I'm in a nice place. Things are running smoothly. It's time for me to leave. Time to me move on to the next city. How come I don't? It's a whole other issue. But as the student of Kabbalah, the answer is yes. It's time to move to a new location, maybe across the hall. That was a joke.
Well, I was thinking, what was your room number?
Well, across the hall is 330, so 33 is a good number.
Well, I felt like I was almost listening in on the person that came to your door this morning, but, you know, I vaguely heard her question, and to hear you, you know, give an answer, and there you were, you'd barely had time to even put on the shofar, and yet she had a question about it, you know, and I thought, oh, that's so wonderful. So just even the slightest little person coming to the door gave you an opportunity to, you know, so even if we aren't ready to move, Hashem still sends people our way.
One of the most important lessons I ever learned was that disappointment comes from unrealized expectations. So, did I have an expectation to finish the class? The answer is yes. But if I did take the time to finish the class, I would have sent this person away.
Right.
Now, I had to weigh. Do I know that the people on the class know how to finish it by themselves? Of course you do.
Yes.
But,
and
so
I'm
I
sure they did.
That. Well, what was more difficult for me, to finish the class or to answer the door? And the answer was to answer the door, so that's what I did.
Well, I was just glad to hear that. I felt like maybe I was eavesdropping.
You weren't eavesdropping. I left it open and I didn't come right away to turn it off. You know.
Well, was
that me or was that Hashem using me to be a messenger for your opportunity? We can always question. Exactly. We're about out of time, so.
Okay.
We'll start up tomorrow with Pasuk 30.
Okay.
Unless I fall asleep.
Well, and I'll be on tonight if I don't fall asleep. Another emergency show up. I'm trying to take it calmly, but maybe I'm not passing the test, and that's why I keep getting these things. So.
Always remember, you don't pass the test, you get another chance.
I know.
The question is, do you really want another chance, or would you like to get it over with?
Well, when I put it in context, it really wasn't that big of a issue, but it just took a lot of my time. So, anyway. Okay, to see you tonight. I'm planning on it, so.
Okay. Bring your question this time. Goodbye.
Yes.
Shalom. Shalom to God. Martha,
shalom.
You didn't say a word today. Were you driving or you just didn't feel up to it? Shalom.
Shalom.